Industry specialists head to London for Regulating the Game Conference. Regulating the Game Conference is scheduled to take place next month from September 25 to 29. Lasting 5 days, the event is focused on gambling laws and regulations around the world. Originally founded in Sydney, the conference is widely recognized as Australia's premier conference dealing with the topic of gambling regulation and law. This will be the first time that the conference is held in London, and it comes at a time when the UK's gambling policies have come under renewed focus. Addressing concerns and uncertainty. Within the iGaming industry, there is currently a great deal of concern that reforms and new regulations will end up doing more harm than good, and the conference aims to address these fears. Quote, "By bringing together all stakeholders, this conference provides a platform to hear from leading regulatory and industry figures, challenge conventional thinking, and deepen understanding of the sector. Moreover, it's a catalyst for constructive dialogue, evidence-based policy development, efficient regulation, and a renewed, innovative and sustainable industry." In the midst of regulatory challenges and public policy uncertainties, it's vital for the industry to maintain an influential voice, participate in policy conversations, contribute to regulatory discussions, build capabilities, and encourage a workplace culture of ethical leadership and social responsibility. Paul Newson, Principal at Senate Advisory Conference to Address International Concerns, a collaboration with the International Center for Gaming Regulation at UNLV, brings a global dimension to Regulating the Game London. The partnership contributes knowledge and insights from Las Vegas, adding another global perspective to the conference. Previously, it was announced that a fresh initiative called Pitch at RTG will be launched at the conference. The aim is to showcase products and methodologies that can improve capability and results. It also aims to improve efficiency by tackling regulatory difficulties, encouraging compliance, and endorsing ethical leadership.